Okay, today's daf is Erechin Daf Gimel. Erechin Daf Gimel, we are on Beis Amabeis, fourth to last skinny line. The Ibayis Ema. So Gemara, as you remember, has been talking about all of the places in Shas and all the Mishnayos where it says Hakol. Hakol Chayavan and this, Hakol Chayavan and that, and we get to discuss all different topics, all different halachic contexts, which B'ez Hashem we continue today. And the last one we had yesterday was Re'iyah, Aliyah, the Mitzvah of Aliyah, the Regel, and the Karbanis that go along with it. So the Mishnah said Chagiga, Hakol Chayavan B'Re'iyah. So what does that include? So the first opinion was it includes Chati Evan, Chati Ben Chorin. And that person is included in Re'iyah. What about according to the person who says Pater? So we got into Chiger, Biyom Rishon, and Nispashe Biyom Sheni. And then we said, what about if that opinion doesn't work? So we said, La Asuye Suma Ba'achas Ve'enam. So three different opinions, who would be included. So now we have another opinion, V'Bayasema, really going back to the previous suggestion. La Olam La Asuye Misha Chesi Evet V'Chesi Min Chorin. Really is including the Chesi Evet V'Chesi Min Chorin. Like the first opinion, there were opinions that said he's Pater. Udakakasha lachad de Ravina. Didn't Ravina say Chati Evan Chaz Bechor is Patur? Lokasha, Kanba Mishnah Rishona, Kanba Mishnah Achrona. The difference is Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona, meaning it's not a machlokas Tanaim, but rather it is two stages of history. Two stages of the Mishnah. Ditzran, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Gittin, on Daf Mem Aleph, Misha Chati Evan Chaz Bechorin. If somebody is a Chati Evan Chaz Bechorin, how do you have somebody like that? How do you have somebody who has a half a status? So the Gemara there explains, the Mefarshim explained, that it's somebody who's owned by two people, and one of them is Meshachrer. One of them frees. So this person still has his Sat Avdus from the second owner, but he's free from the first owner. So somebody is a Chatzi Chatzi. Ovid, it's Rabo Yom Echad, that's Atzbo Yom Echad, Divrei Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, okay, so you switch off. Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, he works for himself. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he works for his master. You switch off every day. Amru lahem Beishamai. Beishamai says you can't do that. Tikantem es rabo vet atzma lo tikantem. Fine, you fixed his master's life. His master's going to get work part-time as he's a part-time Eved, but what about himself? What do you mean, what about himself? Lisa, who's he going to marry? Lisa, this is all language of the Mishnah there. Lisa Shivcha eno yachol bas chor, Lisa Shivcha eno yachol. He can't marry a Shivcha because he's half free. Bas chor eno yachol, he can't marry bas chor because he's half Eved. Levatel, okay, he won't marry anybody. But what do you mean? He has to marry somebody. After all, the world was created for Puravu. What a defining mitzvah. Mitzvah number one in the Torah. If you've listened to the mitzvah sheet, you don't have to go so far to get to the mitzvah of Puravu. It's number one. Shadeh, like we spoke about a little bit in Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago, that when Yehuda decided to do tshuva, what did he do? He started with mitzvah number one, Puravu. So, Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, this is the Mishnah talking. Lo sohu baro lo sheves yitzara. So, the Pasuk says in Yishayo, the world was not created for desolation, it was created to populate. So, therefore, says Beishama, you can't say that he's going to do nothing. He's going to stay in this state of limbo where he can't marry anybody. But because of Midrabanan, so we help him out. Kofinus rabba vososo ben chorin. We force the master that still owes him to write him a shtar shechur because of shtar chazi damav. So that was the Mishnah Rishona where Beis Hillel was machmir. The chazru Beis Hillel lahoros kedivei Beis Shammai, and then Beis Hillel were chozerbo, and therefore that's what the Mishnah Achrona. So when we said hakol chayavin to exclude chati evad chazi ben chorin when he was putter, that was the Mishnah. When he's chayiv, that was the Mishnah Achrona because he's going to be freed. We can already foresee his being freed, right? That's what the Rashi says you don't call him Adon Acher because he's going to be freed. Mashiach, according to the Mishnah Rishona, when Beis Hillel said that we will not force him to free, just leave him in the state of limbo, that was where he would be Pater. Good. A question that we've dealt with many times, well, two things let's talk about. One we've dealt with less and one we've dealt with a lot. That is, number one, isn't there an Issa D'Oraisa of freeing your slave? Lo'olam HaTavod, we're talking about an Eved Kenani here. Right, so that's Chatzi Chatzi, not Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is a full Jew. But Eved Kenani, so how could we say there's at least an Isra say of Lo'olam Mehem Tavodu? This is discussed also in Maseches Brachos and Daf Mem Zayin, where Belazar was Meshachar Avdo to make the minion. Right? Like he was, there were nine people there. He said, okay, don't worry about it. You give his Evan a Shtar Shikur. So the Rishonim there and here and other places deal with this issue about how could you just violate. So just to say, so some say it's Asi Docha Los Asay. Kind of. Really, even though it's not a Los Asay, it's an Isser Asay. Asay Docha Isser Asay. So you say something like that, that there is an Isser, but. But other Rishonim, the Ran.
That would totally abolish the
Isser whenever you have a need. Whenever you have a need.
You're talking about the Isser Asay
of La'olam Ahem Tavodu.
Yeah, the
and here, if he's a full Eved, then he's not allowed to free him because he can marry a Shivcha. The other problem is here is if he's Chatzi Chatzi. That's why. But the problem is, but what about in a regular case of let's see the example in Brachas. So the Ran says, other we showed them all, so I'll read it to you from the Ran in Meseches Gittin, and Daf Chaf and Mabez and Daf Arif, Mashma Delav Asay Gomorhu. So I don't not say Gomor. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachos, Mitzvah Shiny, the Gemara there says, V'i Asay Gomorhu, Heichi Dachin and Asay Shabbatorah, Mishamai Mitzvah. If it's an Asay Gomor. What is it? It's you're not allowed to free your slave for their benefit. But if it's not for their benefit, you're doing it for another ulterior motive for you, then that the Isser doesn't apply. It's not like there's an Isser, but you're docha it. It's a limited Isser. And it is maybe related to lo sechanim, says the Ramban, says, giving them a manas chinam, v'kivin dika mitzvah, lav mishum chanina ditu ka'avid, el lezorach atzmo. You go to lezorach atzmo, and there's no Isser. It's not an objective, absolute Isser of you're not allowed to free the slave. No, it's subjective in certain cases. Therefore, if the reason doesn't apply, then the Isser falls away as well. Number one. The other issue we love to mention when it comes to this Mishnah in Gittin is Tosfos' question. There in Maseches Gittin, Tosfos asks, why, if the Mishnah is saying, how could we not let him go free? How could we not arrange something for him to go free? The Mishnah says, what about Puravu Shenemar? Lo Soho Baro, Lo Shevet Yitzara. So Tosfos there asks, why don't you quote the pasuk of Puravu? So obvious question. You quote, what about Puravu? Shenemar Puravu Milos Aretz. But it doesn't say that. It quotes the pasuk of Lasheves. Lasheves is a mitzvah derabanan to populate the world. Even after a boy and a girl, according to Beis Hillel, and two boys according to Beis Shammai. Right? Why does the Gemara do? Why does the Mishnah do that? Why does Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi quote the pasuk of Lasheves Yitzara? So the Tosfos there says we wouldn't. Tosfos has a line there on the bottom of Amud Aleph. We wouldn't free him if it was just for Puravu. We would free him for Lasheves Yitzara. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says in Asvid Daraisa and Klal Yud Gimel there are different types of mitzvahs. There's what we call action oriented mitzvahs and result oriented mitzvahs. Many say this is the difference between Ben Adam al-Makom and Ben Adam al-Chaveiro. Ben Adam al-Makom might be called action-oriented mitzvahs, Esrog and Tzitzis and others, while Ben Adam al-Chaveiro mitzvahs would be called result-oriented mitzvahs. Going to visit somebody in the hospital, and after Recha Kamocha, and all the other result-oriented mitzvahs, and lending somebody money. So explains of Yosef Engel, what's an afkamina between the two of them? What would happen if you couldn't do it? You were onase. Do you say ones command to Ovid or not? So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it depends. By a mice-oriented mitzvah, by a lulav, Hashem could say, it's as if you did it. You don't have enough money, it's as if you did it, I'll give you the credit. Or lulav, or tzitzis, or tefillin, any of the benedim al-makom, Hashem could say, it's as if you did it. But if I want to lend somebody money, and I don't have enough money to lend him, what Hashem's going to say is, as if you did it? No, you didn't do it. Hashem's not going to blame you, but you're not going to you'll get a part in there, but you're not going to get a kiyum, you're not going to get a fulfillment. So you can't say onis command to Ovid when it comes to mitzvos that are result-oriented. It says Rabbi Yosef Engel beautifully. That's the chilek between Puravu and Lasheves Yitzara. Puravu is more focused on the Maisa, having the children. Obviously it continues, having the children and bringing them up properly. But the mitzvah of Puravu is somewhat action-oriented, and therefore, if it was just Puravu and a person was Ba'ones, they're Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Baschorin, so what could they do? Okay, Ones command the Ovid. Hashem will give you credit. We wouldn't force the Adon to free him because of that. But, Lasheves Yitzara, that is result-oriented. That's populating the world. If you don't populate the world, then we're not going to give you credit. So therefore, we can't say Ones command the Ovid. So that's why we're going to free him for Lasheves Yitzara. We're going to free him for that reason. It's interesting, though, that the Mishnah itself uses the Lashon of Puravu. Right? The world was only created for Puravu, Shenem Lasheves Yitzara. So you can say that's talking about the message of Puravu, not the mitzvah of Puravu. But that is the discussion of the Asvin Daraisa in Klal Yud Gimel. Okay, We continue. It's a lot to talk about today, a lot of Shas topics. The first couple of daf in Masechet Erechin, we'll do our best. Says the, we'll talk about Shir B'Iyun tonight, we'll get to the, what the topic is. Says the Gemara. Three lines from the bottom. Hakol chayavet b'tkiya shofar. Next, everybody is chayiv in tkiya shofar, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. La'asuye mai. So who is that including? Who would we have thought is not included in tkiya shofar? La'asuye katan shehigiya l'chinuch. Including a katan that has reached the age of chinuch. As we quoted yesterday, all the different mitzvahs, different ages of chinuch for different mitzvos. Says the Mishnah Ditzran, Ein ma'akvedes ha'tekadim miluskova yantif. We don't stop a katan from blowing on yantif. The katan's just blowing by himself. He's not doing the mitzvah. Do we stop him? Do we take the shofar away from him? No. We let him. You have to read the next line of the Mishnah, though, that the Gemara does not quote. The next line, Tosfos quotes it. Top line on the next Amud, Tosfos quotes that next line of the Mishnah. Aval misaskin b'hem sheyomadu. But you involve them in order that they should learn. That's where you get the line that a katan shegiya l'chinuch is supposed to be involved in shofar. The second line of the Mishnah. Tosfos asks, in this case, you're not ma'akev him from blowing, but you're mas'asik with him. So Tosfos, and that Tosfos that goes up to the next Amud. Tosfos says that really the Gemara there asks a stira between are you mas'asik with them or not. So we ended up saying, well, it depends if it's katan shegiya l'chinuch or not shegiya l'chinuch. And Tosfos says on the third line, v'im tomar pshita de'ein ma'akvin. What exactly is the chiddush of the Mishnah? That you don't take the shofar away from the child. What's the chiddush? Lo manda amar b'yavamis. According to the manda amar in the end of Maseches Yavamis, katan ochal nevelos ein bezim mesuvan lafrisho. Again, a huge topic. When a child is doing something wrong, when is it my responsibility to prevent it from doing it, and when not? If a child is playing with a muksa toy, do I have to take it away from him or not? If the child is about to open the fridge and the light is on, maybe I want the child to open it, right? What if the child is doing something else? What if the child is eating something that's questionable? Whatever it is. So there's a big discussion there in Yevamos Kuf Yudalet. So ask Tosfos, according to the Manda Amar, that you don't have to stop him. You're not allowed to be ma'achil to him. Give him something that is usur. But if he's involved, you don't have a chiyuv to stop him. So what's the chiddush of this line in the Mishnah? Ein ma'akvin. Of course, he's just blowing shofar when he's not supposed to. V'yesh lomar kigon shehigia l'chinuch shmir Shabbos aval lo higia l'chinuch tkiya shofar. V'havei ksas chiddush. Says Tosfos, there is different mitzvahs that, different ages for different mitzvahs. So what if a child is old enough to know about Shabbos, but not about shofar? If a child is 5 years old, then he knows about Shabbos already. He knows that there's some things you can't do on Shabbos, others you can do on Shabbos. So he's, he gives a chiddush of Shabbos. I can't have him do a malacha for me on Shabbos. And I might have to prevent him from doing malacha if he's going to do it. Because he's ready giyal chiddush for Shabbos. But is he ready to sit in shul to hear 30 kolos with kavana? Is he ready to be involved in other mitzvahs? Right, this is even within a mitzvah. You might have different ages. For example, waiting two milchus and fleishiks. The post can discuss different ages. When a child should mamish just not eat them together, but one after another. When should a child wait a little bit? When should he wait a couple hours? When should he wait 6 hours? So different ages for different children. And sometimes we can be mako if a child's going crazy and having a tantrum at a certain age. One can be mako regarding certain ages. Right? If a child's 14 years old and he's having a tantrum, we have to try to discuss it with them and say, this is the halacha, but if a child is 5, so there's this flexibility. But that's a crucial tosis, because tosis tells us, like the Gemara said yesterday, there are different ages for different mitzvos. Okay, we continue. Last line. Hakol chayoved mikra megillah. Everybody's chayiv in mikra megillah. Hakol k'shev and likros is a megillah. Everybody is chayiv to read the megillah. La'asuye, what is that including? La'asuye, my la'asuye, noshim. It's including women. Ayta mitzvah asei shazman grama. So, k'dim shu ben Levi. Dabi shu ben Levi. Noshim chayavos b'mikra megillah. Sha'af hein hayu boso hanes. Because they were also included in the nes. Mikra Megillah, Afein Hayu Boso Hanes, the three places in Shas where Afein Hayu Boso Hanes are mentioned, one time in, by three mitzvahs, especially here in Erechin, by three mitzvahs, it's mentioned in Maseches Megillah, about Purim, it's right here, it's mentioned by Chanukah, it's mentioned in Maseches Shabbos, by Neiros Chanukah, and it's mentioned in Maseches Pesachim, by Dalet Kosos. Those are the three times where it's mentioned. Where else is it mentioned? Outside of these three, nowhere else in Shas, but other Rishonim mentioned it. The Ran quotes Rabbeinu Tam in Masechah Shabbos, where Rabbeinu Tam says women are chayiv in Lechem Mishnah. based on Afein Hoyu Ba'usohanes. That is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. When the Mishnah Brura quotes in Hilchos Lacha Mishnah, in Hilchos Shabbos, that women are chayiv, he says, Afein Hoyu Ba'usohanes, without making a fuss, without making a controversy. He just quotes that reason. But if you go backwards in time, you realize that's not such an obvious reason. Rabbeinu Tam quotes that reason, and the Ran argues. The Ran says, Vein Sarich. Right, what are you giving that reason for? Why? The Ran says, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chaf, that women are obligated in Kiddush because of Zachar V'Shamar. Kol Sheyeshnu B'Shmira, Yeshnu B'Zechira. And therefore the Chayiv in Kiddush. And the Ran and other Rishonim as well assume that means women are Chayiv in all mitzvahs of Shabbos related to that Gzeir Shava. Not just Kiddush, but in Shalosh, three meals, and in Lecha Mishnah, and in maybe even in Havdalah. So there's different, everything's included. So what do you need? Afin Abozo Anes. Okay. But according to that reason, you can just say it's not needed, but there's nothing controversial about it. But then we say no. There are other achronim that say that reason is inappropriate. Why? Because what does Avinai Boso Anes mean? It means there was an imminent danger, and God saved us from the imminent danger. By Hanukkah, we would have been totally assimilated and not been able to continue as the Jewish people. By Dalet Kosos, we were on the 49th level of Tumah. By Purim, we were going to be wiped out by Haman and his cohorts. So, Dafka, where there was an imminent danger, but by the Lecha Mishnah, by the Mon, was there an imminent danger? There was a miracle that happened for 40 years. But then you're in imminent danger? So some might say back, yeah, because if God wouldn't be there, the snakes and the scorpions would attack us. There was an imminent danger. But it wasn't the same kind of Yeshua salvation like the other three stories. So that's why Shlomo Kluger in a tshuva says, I don't like this reason of the Rabbeinu Tam. And maybe that's what's behind the Ran too. So the Mishnah Berurah just quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, but it is not so pashut. Either way, they're chayiv, right? But that is all one area where Afein Hoyu Ba'usohu Anes is applied by Lecha Mishnah that's quoted by Rabbeinu Tam. That tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kluger is an amazing tshuva where Rav Shlomo Kluger says in Arachayim Simen. Thank you. In Simen Kuf Yud Dalid, the Rav Shlomo Kluger says he's defending the minhag of why women don't do Lecha Mishnah. Oh, don't do Lecha Mishnah. Lama lo nagu anashim Lecha Mishnah. So he explains, he quotes his Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam in the Ran, so he says, oh, beautiful. Each Shita has a problem with it. Rabbeinu Tam has a problem because who says it's appropriate to apply Afein Hoyu in this case? The Ran has a problem that maybe the Gzeir Shava only applies to Kiddush because both of them have problems. Boom, that's why women are not knowing Lecha Mishnah because they both have problems with each other. Says the footnotes on the bottom, he says, what? He says, they all agree that they're chayiv Lecha Mishnah. The Machlokas is the reason. So you're going to tell me there's a problem with each of the reasons of a meal they're not chayiv at all? Nobody says that. How can you say that? So he said, as we have Avad Yosef also, in Yechav Adas, and Dalet Chafei says, how can you say this? And Shlomo Kluger suggests this. Even if you try to be Dalet Kaf Tzchus for Klal Yisrael, the chulu. So it's an amazing tshuva. Again, he's not saying it should be done, but he's just explaining the minhag. Either way, we assume it's a minhag taus because everybody agrees that they're chayiv. So women have to make sure, right? A husband should not be making a motzi when the woman's still in the kitchen, going I'm listening. That's not correct. A woman should be inside in the dining room along with everyone else, and everybody has to be yotze with that Lecha Mishnah. Anyway, that is one area where Afein Hoyu was quoted outside of the case of the Gemara. Where else might it be quoted? That is this discussion of Tosfos. Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim quotes, why isn't it quoted by Sukkah? That's Tosfos' question. Sukkah also, why don't you quote Afein Hoyu Ba'usohu Anes out of the Akavin? So you might give the same answer of Rav Shlomo Kluger. It's not an imminent danger by Sukkah. The other answer that Tosfos gives, Tosfos in Pesachim, Tosfos in Megillah, and that is because that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Afein Hoyu only applies, it can only make you chayiv by mitzvah d'rabbanan, not by mitzvah d'oraisa. That's in Tosfos Pesachim Kufches, the other place where Afein Hoyu comes up. Hasam ba'asei d'oraisa, aval barba kosas d'rabbanan, tiknu gam l'nashim. Meaning, the rabbanan only have the authority of Afein Hoyu to get you into d'rabbanans, not to get you into d'oraisas. That is Afein Hoyu. There's a lot of lumdus regarding Afein Hoyu. We could have had a Dafi Ish here about this, but we'll talk about this now. We'll have it about another topic. The lumdus in Afein Hoyu starts with the Griz. Where's the Griz? It's always quoted. The Griz in Erech, it says. Nobody's ever learning Erech when they quote the Givashir on Afein Hoyu. Baruch Hashem, we are here on Erech and Daf, or Arech and Daf Gimel today, so we could quote the Griz in the proper place. The Griz right here on our Daf says, How do I understand afenoi boso anes? Is it that, you can say this on a deraisa or a drabanan level, is it that Chazal made women obligated in the exact same mitzvah as men? Afenoyu, not only are men included, also women, afenoyu, they're also included in the mitzvah, and therefore they have the same exact mitzvah as men. Or do I say no? Even if you want to say they're included in the mitzvah, but it is different. Yeshli his topic. Ima pirish to be tam zeh leka behu ptura. The mitzvah says zman grama. Afenayu is just removing the ptur of zman grama. So in Mela, women are in the same obligation as men. The din zeh, the mitzvah says zman grama, shayach afen mitzvah drabanan. Ume Mela nichluchu b'chiyuv at kriyas ha-megillah. Dan erab ben Hashem. Oh no, du chiyuv miyuchad. They're pater called zman grama, but they're the new chiyuv. Right, bitam desire afen abayisu anes. Nafkamina ba'avadam kinanim. Nafkamina b'deva kinani. That if you say it removes the patur of zman grama, so then even women will be included. Because if you say this mitzvah doesn't have a patur of zman grama, so even avadim would be included. Mashenkin, if you say no, it's a new chiyuv, so maybe it only applies to women and not to avadim. That's a nafkamina that he would say. But this could be, part of the issue might be the machlokas about how do you understand afinoi boso anes. Right, is the Zafinoi Boso Anes means, this is the Machlokas, the Rashbam, and others, and this, I think, Tosfos quotes here. Right, Tosfos says, a little bit. Tosfos, actually, a little bit. In the last couple of lines of Tosfos Lasuye. Does Afin Hayu mean that they were included in the danger? Or does it mean that they were the protagonists of the salvation? Right, that's the Machlokas we showed him. What does it mean, Afin Hayu? They were just included, or they were the protagonist? The Rashbam and Rashi there in, recorded there. Afin Hayu, Tosas, their quotes. Pirish Rashbam imsachim. Sha'al yodam nigalu. The Rashbam says they had a say, right? The Nashim Sidkadios and Esther and Yehudis by Hanukkah. So that's saying they were the protagonists. The other reason is that no, they were also included in the Sakana. So you might say this is totally on the Chakira of the Grizz. If you say they were also included, they're equal to men. If you say no, they were the protagonists, so they would have a different level Chiyuv. The Tosas here quotes, also about Be'en Afkamina, the Machlokas, regarding Megillah, about the Bahag Shita. Famous Shita of the Bahag. Tosas quotes on the second line of Tosas Lasuye. The Bahag says women are obligated in hearing the Megillah, not reading the Megillah. Against other Rishonim, that's why the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir, that women are not Me'ikar Adin. Not just that it's not appropriate. Me'ikar Adin, women cannot be Motzi men in Megillah, because it's a different Chiyuv. They're only Chayv in Shemiyah, not in Kriya. That's halachic problems. I mean, there are other halachic problems too. That's a real halachic problem in Megillah, besides the other issues involved. That's the Bahag Shita. We're machmer for the Bahag's Shita as well. Okay, these are all some issues of Mikra Megillah. We continue. Says the Gemara, third line. We're trying our best. Hakol chayavin bezimun. Everybody's chayavin zim. What does zimun here mean? Well, when we say Rabbo Sayyidav Arech, that first few lines, that's called Bircha Zimun in the Gemara Maseches Brachas of the 7th Parak. So who's Chayv in that? So Hakol Chayv in Bezimun, Bircha Zimun, Lasuye, Mai Lasuye, Noshim Avadim. Noshim Avadim are also Chayv in Zimun. Titania, the Brisa says, Noshim Mizamnos La'atzman, the Avadim Mizamnin La'atzman. Women and Avadim can be Mizamnin themselves, not women and men together. Right, not being misarif there, because that's inappropriate, and also with Avadim, but they can each make their own. Tosfos right here says, Tosfos Yiramaskal Mizamnos, Shalosh Nashim, V'chein Shalosh Avadim, Avoshtei Nashim Mitzarfinim Anashim, V'fishyesh Banashim Yimanashim, they're all different Chiyuvim, and then Tosfos says, V'tzarach Lomar, D'rishushu L'nashim L'zamein, Avol Chiyuv Aleka. They're allowed to, they don't have a Chiyuv like men. Men eat together, they have a Chiyuv. Women eat together, they have a reshus. Last line, V'alze samchu nashim shalanu she'ena mizamnos. And that's why our women do not make zimuns. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen, Kuf Tzadik Tes, nashim mizamnos la'atzman reshus. Aval kishaochlos im ha'anashim chayavos. The Yosef is even shalai. They don't realize if they're sitting with men, then there's a chiyuv. So chiyuv for them to be misarif for the men, but nashim mizamnos la'atzman rishus. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Why is it rishus? Yesh lomar hatam. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the earlier poskim. So lo rasu chachamim lahat aleim chiyuv kashay b'fnei atzman bishem she'ena matzui kol kach sheyu bekios bevircha zimun. They're not bekiyin. What if they do it all the time? Then they would be bekiyin. The Bishar Tzion quotes v'efshar od mishum delachad chila mitzvah nemufchar b'shlosh shalavarech ala kos ubeisha genaya davar. Right, to use a kos. But what about nowadays when nobody uses kosher anyway, when it's only generally, when it's only three? Really, there are different reasons given, but this has become the minhag of many circles for women not to. The Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes many achronim that say, but if women are only three without any men there, they want to. Matova manam, mekvar matzinu kama limudei schus al shein makpidin al zeh, v'hanach lem liyisroel. Ach elu sheyakpidu al kach v'yamidu sham l'chal apachos, echad sheyizamein, v'yanu lo shtayim acherim, v'yivarach sheberchaz amazak karaui, b'vadei shapra avdi. Kedina to Gemara, Kedina to Shulchan Aruch. It's a Rishus, but, you know, we do a lot of mitzvahs for Shuyos. So therefore, the many Achronim discuss that there is no problem, again, if it is just, as long as they're doing it with L'Shem Shemayim, with the right motivations. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, that was in Kuz Mizamin. So now we have the next step. Has kol mitstarfin l'zimun. Everyone could be mitstarif to a zimun, included in a zimun l'asuyeh mai, l'asuyeh katan, hayodei alamim avarkim, including a katan, a child who knows who you're giving a bracha to, at least 12-year-old, 11-year-old, even 9 years old, can know like this Hashem there, and you're giving Hashem a bracha. They can be mitstarif to a zimun. To Amar of Nachman, as Rav Nachman says, Yodei Alamim Avarchin Mezamnin Alav. If you know who you're giving a bracha to, you can use this as a zimun. And the Machlokas B'chayav and the Ramah, the Sfaradim do this. Sfaradim do this. They use Ketanim. We use Ketanim. The Sfaradim amongst us use Ketanim for a zimun. B'nei Ashkenaz, B'nei Yisrael Yotzim B'yad Ramah. And we are not mitzarif ketanim. As machlokes b'chayav and the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says, katan shi'igia, also, kuf tzadik tes, 199. Katan shi'igia lo'onas ha'pa'utos, v'yodei alamim avarchin, so as long as the katan is onas ha'pa'utos, which means 6, 7, 8, v'yodei alamim avarchin, mizamnin alav, u'mitzarif bein l'shlosha, bein l'asara. Whether the 3 to the 10, one could use a child. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Rama, v'yesh omrim, de'ein mitzarfin oso klal, achyeh ben shlosh esrei. We only use till 13. De'az b'chazkinan leka gadol shevish de'sairus. We quoted from the Chazakah Rabbah yesterday. V'chei nogin ve'ein l'shanos. And we don't do it. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, v'chol elu ha'deos hu rak l'inyin tziruf, she'im itztaref l'shlosh avasara, avol she'yehu ha'mizamein, v'yotzei achera b'virchaz ha'mazon, l'kuli alma ein emosi ha'shiyah ben yud gemel shon av yom echad, v'yodua she'evi she'i sayris, she'virchaz ha'mazon min ha'torah, u'bishal torah in somchan al-chazak hazu, d'mistam ha'hevi. So even the Svardim, assume, like this Mishnah Berurah quotes, he's not the mizamein. He's mitztaref to a zimun, but he's not the mizamein, but they could use a katan. Okay. Machlokas b'chayav and the Ramah.
According to the Sfaradim, is there a similar dispensation
for katan for tefillah. Do they use for tefillah? I don't think it's so automatic. Rabbeinu Tam says if a katan holds the Sefer Torah, that we use that b'makom sarach. Tosafot quotes that, but I think Zeman and Minyan are different. Zeman and Minyan are different. That's Davar Shebekdusha. Davar Shebekdusha is something else. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hakol Metamin Beziva. Continuing, so now we get to some sources that aren't as familiar. Hakol Metamin Beziva. All are Metame Mitame Beziva. Meaning even anybody can become Tame through Ziva, where there is an emission that is a sickness, that is not a natural emission that a man has. Lasuye Mai Lasuye Tinok Ben Yomo. Even a one-day child that has an emission of Ziva, he becomes Tame Mishum Ziva. He is an avatuma. The Tanya ish matam alama ish l'rabos tidok ben yomecha shematame beziva div Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Baruch Omer enot sarich. You don't even need the special limud of ish. Harehu Omer v'hazav last few psukim in that section v'hazav ezovo lazachar v'lanakeva zav ezovo for males and females lazachar kol shu zachar ben katam ben gadol lanakeva kol shi nakeva miktana ben gadola. So they both agree in din, but they argue on the source. Im ke matam alomar ish. So what does he do? What is ish? It with ish. Dibur Torah lashon bnei adam. The Torah speaks lashon bnei adam sometimes, double lashon, and sometimes people repeat things for emphasis. So too here. Period. So even a 1 day old baby can be mitame beziva. Next, I call mitamin betame meis. Or everyone. Anybody can become tamei with tumas meis la suye mai la suye katan Now to include a katan. What's the havamina? Saka le chamina ish asher yitamei v'lo yischata ish in katan lo. You might think ish and not a katan. A katan cannot become tamemes. Become tamemes if a katan touches a dead body. Kamash malon. Right, a rachman al son of a child dies, then for sure there's tumas mes. But if it's a katan touching, so you might have thought not kamash malon v'yal hanafashos asher hayusham. All the souls that are there could become tamemes. So if it's included from nefashos, what does ish exclude? Lemute katan mikares. To exclude a katan from getting kares. That's why you have the extra ish. To exclude a katan from getting kares. Third skinny line in Rashi. To high krab and nichnas tamim lemikdash ksiv. Because that pasuk is talking about a somebody who goes into the base of mikdash. Umachayev like kares. There's a chiv kares. Ulachi ksiv ish. Lemute katan de la bar onshin hu. He's not a bar onshin. Aval tamim lo tamim ochlan mashke kadal. He's metame, ochlenu mashkin. He's an avatuma, but he's lav bar kares. Eyat hashid mekubetzes. You know he's a lav bar onshin. So what do you need the pasuk for? What, this is the source for kol torah kula that he's a lav bar onshin. It's not a svara. The katan is a lav bar das, and therefore he's a lav bar onshin. So eyat hashid mekubetzes in os hay. Last four skinny lines in my version. Tema matzach lemude katan pshita the part of mikares the lav bar onshin. So he gives two answers. Number one, Sakadai de Chamina, Kivan de, both very mechudash. Kivan de Israbi Linyan Tumma, Israbi Nami Linyan Onish Tumma. You might have thought they go together. If you want to say he's included in Tumma, he's included in Kares. The Onesh and the Mitzias go together. Major Chiddush. Havamina the Kohen Bichayev. What mitzvahs to Kohen get punished for? The Yesh Mitarzim, but this is also a very big Chiddush. The Miate Kra. What's the pasuk referring to? Im nitma bekatnus v'nichnas lemikdash begadlus. Let's say he became tamei when he was a katan, and then he became a gadol, and then he went into the mikdash. The pasuk saying you're pater in that case because he became tamei when he was a katan. Wow, why should that be? V'lo mistaber lepotro says the shita. Why would you say that? To keep it the hashta baruchinu v'lo garmi gadol the naga bekatan shenaga bemeis v'nichnas lemikdash v'lo the milzu the tmiyahi ha'ul tamud lefarish. Gemara should have said that if that's what the case is talking about. Huge chiddush that just because he became tamei when he was a katan, and if somebody else touches him, they became tamei and they're chayav kares if they go into the mikdash. But if he himself, if he gets older, he's going to be pater. That's a big chiddush. Either way, you got to explain the Gemara. But those are two ideas in the Shita Mikubetzes. We continue. Hakol mitamei ben gayim. Everyone can become tamei with tumas saras on their body. Masuye mai, lasuye katan. Again, katan is included. Sakara chamina ish sarua ksiv. Ish in katan. Lo kamash malon. Ish sarua. So we might have excluded katan kamash malon. V'yema hachanami. You might say, hey, maybe hachanami. We do include katan. Adam kihiye ba'ar b'saro mikol makom. Extra pasik. It includes anyone. Ela iv ela ish lamalis. What is ish excluding? Look at the Tanya. Ish ainli ela ish isha minayin. It says ish. How do I know even women are become tame through tumas saras kishu omer v'hat sarua? It says ish and then it says hat sarua. So it seems to be talking about a different kind of person. It doesn't say ish again. Harikan shnayim. So you know that's two categories of people that are included. So it must be men and women. Imke matam olomer ish. So if you know two categories are included, what is being excluded? Le'inyan shel mata. It's excluding below. There's a difference between the ish and the sarua, which is the woman. Ish pareo v'forom. Viforeim vein isha paraas viforamas foremis. Right, a man is the one that grows his hair and rips his clothing, and not an isha. Special difference in dinim between man and woman. Right, that's what the Gemara Mishnah Megillah discusses this. The ain bains the context. What's the difference between a man and a woman? Okay. Viter. Hakol roan is a negoim. Everyone can see negoim. Mishnah negoim. Everyone can look at the negoim. All koanim are allowed to look at negoim. Hakol Sharon Liros is on a goim. So that's what it means. Lasuye Mai, who is that including? Lasuye Shino Baki, Bana Bishmosayan. So including a Kohen that's not such a Baki in Hilchas Saras. Vahama, right, the Kohanim have to, not only do they have to start learning Tum and Tara these days, they gotta learn Hilchas Agoim. What's gonna happen? Or Halavai, nobody will speak Lashon Hara in the future, but, they have to learn Hilchas Agoim. We all have to learn Hilchas Agoim. Vyomar Mar, ain't no Baki, Bana Bishmosayan, ain't a Rosan Agoim. But didn't we learn that if you're not a Baki, you're not supposed to look in a goim? Because how can you be so sure you're going to be Matame or Matire improperly? Amaravina lokasha. Hadim mazbri leva savar. Hadim mazbri leva lo savar. It depends if he can be explained it. a Kohen who, fine, he can't figure it out himself, but other people can explain it to him, that he can still look. Because after all, even if the Kohen doesn't do the analysis, if he makes the declaration, that is good enough. But if he doesn't know it, even if after it's explained to him, he can't say it, has no idea what you're talking about, then we wouldn't allow. The Rambam says, Nuchasuma Saras, Af al pisha kol ksherim liros negayim, hatuma v'atara tuliya b'kohen. Even though anybody could look, even Yisraelim, could look at Tumas Aras, but the real halach is totally on a Kohen. Ketzad, Kohen, she'ini yodea liros, if a Kohen doesn't really know how to do it, ha'chacham ro'ehu, v'omer lo, emar tameh, v'kohen omer tameh. Right, the Kohen is just the mouthpiece. Omer tar, v'kohen omer tar. Hez giro, v'hum az giro. Sh'nero, p'yem yiyekha rivecho noga, afilu haya ha'kohen katan o shoteh. Hachacham omer lo, v'hu machlit o maskir o poter. Says the Rambam, Tumas Aras, Tes Beis, even if he's a Shote or a Katan, it's the mouth of the Kohen that declares, and even if he says that, that's good enough. That's the Medrash. The Medrash, the Rambam is quoting the Medrash and the Torah's Kohanim, Marbe Afilu Shote. That is the Halacha. And he says, Bamedvar Mamurim, B'shaya Kohen Somech al Devei Hachacham. If he's smart, if he has some das, he's Somech al Devei Hachacham. Aval Maya Kohen Roe, the Somech al Atzmo, okay, anyway, but you have to have some basic, maybe a total shote who has no das whatsoever, but someone who is somewhat limited in his das. Okay, two dots, we continue. Hakok Sheven Lekadesh, everyone is allowed, is kosher to be Makadesh, to sanctify the ashes of the Paraduma with the water. La'asuye mai, l'Rabbi Yehuda la'asuye katan, l'Rabbana la'asuye isha. Each of these tanaim includes somebody else for kiddush paraduma. So they're included. Titzan, as the Mishnah says, in para, hakol k'sherin l'kadesh, chut v'cherishot v'katan. The Tanakama excludes katan, but includes women. And Rabbi Yehuda, ma'akshu b'katan, oposo b'isha uba androgynous, based on limudim, but that's who hakol is including. Period. Hakol k'sherin lahazos. Everyone is kosher to sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma. Lahazos. La'asuye mai. La'asuye arel. Even an arel is allowed to sprinkle. Ukid de Rabbi Lazar. Dam Rabbi Lazar. Arel shehiza. Haza aso k'shera. Even an arel is allowed to sprinkle on the person who was tamei meis. What does Rashi say? Arel, as Rashi says in 25 places in Shas, the definition of Arel, Rashi says, Mesu, Achiv Machmas Mila. His brother died through Mila, that's why he's an Arel. It's not quoted here in the Rishonim, but obviously you have to ask the question, what would Rabbeinu Tam say here? Rabbeinu Tam, in at least certain places, certain halakha contexts, in Yevamos Daf Ayin, he's quoted in the Rishonim there, Arel, all over Shas, means he purposely does not want to get a Mila. Even if he is... it's purpose. He's scared. But if somebody halachically is not allowed to get a mila, like Mesu Echav Machmas Mila, so Rabbeinu Tam says he's not called an Arel in that context. And he could eat Truma. And he could eat Karim Pesach. And maybe he could even do the Avoda in the Mikdash. He's not called an Arel. Amazing. Different Rishonim quote Rabbeinu Tam in different contexts. Maybe Rabbeinu Beis HaMikdash, we have to ask Rabbeinu Tam, how far did he go? Which halach? He meant it for all these halachas? Because to say he could do the avoda, that's a bigger chiddush than to just say he's doing a mitzvah himself with Karban Pesach and eating truma. So what about here? What would he say about sprinkling the paraduma by Arel? Would he allow a meso echam achmas vila? Would he argue on Rashi here too, on his grandfather? Or not? That is not clear. Right, Tosfos here quotes what Rashi said. Doesn't quote Rabbeinu Tam. He just quotes, meso echam achmas vila. That's all he... does it have to... I think he's talking about a Kohen doing it. He's involved in the Avoda. Okay, Viter. Second to last line. Akol Shochtin. Anybody could Shecht. La'asuye mai. So who is that including? There are two Mishnayos that say Akol Shochtin. Back in Mechulin, the first parak and the second parak. Both start off Akol Shochtin. So Chad la'asuye kusi v'chad la'asuye. I'm sorry, that's Bakol Shochtin. Right, but either way, there are two Mishnayos there that say it. So Chad la'asuye kusi v'chad la'asuye Yisrael Mumar. One includes a kusi. Here, this literally means kusi. It doesn't mean goy. So this kusi means goy. Here it means kusi. Kusiim from the nation that the Geri Arayos, but that we say that they follow at least halacha in terms of Hilchos Shechita. V'chad la'asuye Yisrael Mumar. By Yisrael Mumar, a Mumar lit te avon, that somebody who won't do the right thing, unless it's not a problem for him. So if you give him a good knife and he does the shechita, so you assume he did the kosher shechita. So they're included in kosher shechitas. Hakol malin l'Eretz Yisrael, the end of Ksubis. Everybody can be malin l'Eretz Yisrael. Husband, wife, eved, master. Lasuye mai, who is that including? Lasuye avadim. It's including an Eved. If an Eved Kena'ani, Mahul, Rashi says, is being sold, and he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, you got to sell him to Eretz Yisrael. Uloman Detani Avadim Behedya, the one who says Avadim is Beferish in the Mishnah. So Lasuye Mai, what is the first line including? Lasuye Minava Hayafil Anave Hara. If somebody has a gorgeous, wonderful, amazing piece of property in Chutz La'aretz, and if they come to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be a much smaller piece of property, and they're going to lose their yard, and it's not going to be the same Nof. Right, it's not going to be the same name view. You come to Eretz Yisrael anyway. Minave yafil anave ra. You're motzi, and the eved could force his master. Veina komotzian, and you can't go the other way. Lasu ye eved shabat mechus la'aretz la'aretz Yisrael. If an eved ran from chus la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you can't be motzi him. Can't be motzi him and take him back if he went into Eretz Yisrael. Next, hakol ma'alun Yerushalayim. So what about hakol ma'alun Yerushalayim, says the Mishnah. Lasu minave yafil anave ra. Somebody could only get an inferior property in Yerushalayim. It's still, if somebody wants to move there. Going out, even if you could get a better property, you don't move out. What do you see from here? Is there a bigger mitzvah to live in Yerushalayim? In terms of the mitzvah halachically of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So, regarding Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it's the same mitzvah. In Eretz Yisrael or in Yerushalayim. Regarding Kedusha, for sure. Regarding Kedusha, for sure, Yerushalayim has more Kedusha. There's a beautiful Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Voeschanon. Rav Moshe in Voeschanon says, Ebronov Erel, it's Eretz HaTova. Rav Moshe Rabbeinu is bargaining, trying to get into Eretz Yisrael. And he quotes, Chazinon, you see, like the Gemara says in Sota, even though he was out, you see, he wanted to go. He after Lav Bar Mitzvah, even though he's not Mechuyev, because he's not in there. Alma, De'etzem Lios B'makim HaKedusha, Hu Davar Gadol. Just being in a makam kadosh is a great thing. Mikivat Hashem Yisbarach Hikdish makam zeh yesh list adaliosham. If Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mekadesh a certain area, we have to try to be there. Upashut shagama mitzvah he b'shvil azeh ladur b'makam kedusha. Actually, yizdamin lo lekayim sham mitzvah satulias pa'aretz. Even if you're not going to have a farm, you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah satulias pa'aretz. Just being there, and this is Rav Moshe who writes in a tshuva that it's a mitzvah kiyumis to be in Eretz Yisrael, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. He said it is a mitzvah, kiyumis. Says Rav Moshe, just living in Yerushalayim doesn't give me more mitzvahs. Because even if I live outside Yerushalayim, I have to do the Yerushalayim mitzvahs inside. V'rak b'shvil ha-kedusha hi mitzvah. V'nire b'zeh gam enyin gadol. Sha'af b'dvar magashmiyim. Sha'ach l'skadish af im hu ratzon Hashem yizbarach. V'lo yomar ha-adam sha'rak b'inyonim ruchaniyim. Sha'ach kedusha v'gavus. V'chulu. Ava mikivish aron sha'gam dvarim gashmiyim sha'ach kedusha v'lo shim davar ki kedusha d'Eretz Yisrael. We have to realize that everything in Gashmi can be sanctified. That's Rav Moshe in Parshas Voeschanan, Yerushalayim. Okay. Mida novel Mida Yafa?
Yes.
By where?
Instead of saying
I think we only try the Nave if we have to. This is talking about Avadim, so that's Mi'ikra Adin. Okay, Viter. Hakol chayavim b'sukkah, kohanim levim yisraelim. All Jews have to sit in a sukkah. Pshita, ihani lo machayvi, man machayvi. What do you mean? What other people are going to be chayiv if it's not kohanim levim yisraelim? So kohanim istrichale, the chiddush is kohanim. Sakada dechamina ho, v'ksiv, I might have thought since it says basukas teishvu. Wow. Because you have to sit in a sukkah all 7 days of yom amar, teishvu shivas yamim, kein taduru. You have to sit in a sukkah like you live at home. Ma dira ishvi ishto. Just like dira is ishvi ishto, or on the side, we add in a line. Bein bayom, bein balayla, av sukkah, bein bayom, bein balayla. Our gears is ishvish, av sukkah ishvishto. Vihani kohanim, ho'alu b'nei avoda ninhu. Since they're doing the avoda, remember, sukkah is a time when all the kohanim work. All the kohanim work 2 weeks out of the year, each of their mishmaros, but on sukkah, on the chagim, all the kohanim work. So since they're going to be in the base of Mikdash, ho'alu b'nei avoda ninhu, lo l'chayvu. They're going to be involved in the avoda. They're not going to be able to be home 24-7. They're not going to be, maybe some of the time they're going to have the night watch. So, kamash malon, the chiddush is nehid matir b'shas avoda, shlo b'shas avoda chiyuvim mechayvi. But shlo b'shas avoda, of course they're chayv, only chayv b'shas avoda. Midi da'avi aholchei drachim. Like it says by Hochei Drachim, to Amar Mar, Hochei Drachim Bayom, Peturin Minasuka Bayom, Vachayavin Balaila, like Hochei Drachim, are Pater Minasuka Bayom, and Chayav Balaila. So too by the Kohanim, if they're working Bayom, they're going to be Pater Balaila. Maybe that's why the Girsa was changed, period. So I'm not, I'm sorry?
That's their Taduru, though.
That's their Taduru, but when they're Chayav at night. So here too, you would have thought the Kohanim are Pater always, even when they're not working. That was the Havamina. No, it's just like Hochei Drachim, where you don't have the Petur of Osik B'mitzvah, so then you're Chayiv. Then you're Chayiv. You might have thought that it's Teshu Kein Tadur, and it's an all-or-nothing deal. That if you can't have the, all living at home, 24-7, so then you wouldn't have a mitzvah. I'm saying, so that's why we changed the Girsa. That's why we changed the Girsa, Beba Yom, Beba Laila. So I'm not sure, tonight's shiur might be on Osik B'mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah, specifically maybe related to Talmud Torah. Certainly related to Talmud Torah. So we might be, that's one possibility. We'll get to the other one in a minute. Hakol chayavin betzitzis. And with chayavin betzitzis, chayavin lim yisraelim. Shita, obviously. Kohanim is tricholei. So again, we say, it's the chiddush of Kohanim. Zaka da chamino, ho ol viksiv lo silba, shatnis gizlam tasa lecha. Tzitzis says, don't wear shatnis, wear tzitzis. Man de lo lishtri kilayim legabei, bilavisha, hu de machay bemitzah tzitzis. People like Yisraelim, who never allowed to wear shatnis, so they have a mitzvah of tzitzis. Vahani kohanim hol v'ishri kelaim l'gabayu, says they're allowed to wear shatnis in certain big day kahuna, lo l'chayvu. So maybe they're not chayiv in tzitzis. Kamashmalan they are. Nehi d'ishri b'idan avoda, lo idan avoda l'ishri. Find their chayiv b'shas avoda. But shlo b'shas avoda, they're not allowed to wear kelaim. And this is a huge topic, just to give you the marmakum, which has come up before. Hopefully we'll get to talk about it again. Shagas aryesim and chavtes. Gorgeous piece in the Shagas Aryeh, bringing Rayas, Lakan Olakan, about Big Day Kahuna Shalom B'Shas Avoda. It's an amazing Shagas Aryeh, bringing in many, many different sources. Period. Hakol Chayavim B'Tfilin. Everyone is Chayavim B'Tfilin. Kohanim Luim Yisraelim. Pshita. Kohanim Yitzrichlei. No, Kohanim, you need the Chiddush. Saka Dayet HaChamina. Ho'ol V'Ksiv U'Kshartam Lo'osay Adecha. V'Hayla Tatavos Bein Enecha. You might have thought, Tfilin Shayat, Tfilin Shal Rosh. Kol the Isa B'Mitzvah D'Yad, Isa B'Mitzvah D'Rosh. They go together. V'Hani Kohanim. Ho'ol V'Lesnu B'Mitzvah D'Yad. Kohanim do not wear Tfilin Shal Yad. When they're doing the avoda, dichsev yilbash al besaro shalo yedavar chotzeis bein olav besaro. You can't have the tefillin underneath the big day kahuna, and the big day kahuna are long sleeve, and therefore where are you supposed to wear the tefillin? Where there's an issue of chatzitza, so ema b'mitzvah de rosh nami lo lechayvus. They also are part of from tefillin shalosh. Kamash mon domak v'adadi. That's the chiddush hakol. They got to wear tefillin shalosh, even though they're not wearing tefillin shal yad. Kid, it's not like the Mishnah says in Menachos. Tefillah shal yad in ma'akeves shal rosh, v'shal rosh in ma'akeves shal yad. They're not ma'akev each other. U'mayshna. So now the Gemara says 1 second. So why are they allowed to get away with shal rosh and shal yad? Isn't there chatzisa there too? U'mayshna the yad dechsev yil b'shal b'saro rosh na'amik sev v'samtam mitzvahs al rosho. So what about tefillah shal rosh? Can't be on the mitzvahs either. So Gemara says no problem. On the head there's plenty of room. Tana saro hayanira bein tislam mitzvahs shashamaniach tefillin. No, there was enough room. There's enough room for two tefillins on the head, the Gemara says. So therefore, you could have the tefillin and the mitznefes, no problem. And the Kohen Gadol can even have the tzitz up there. Gets crowded on his head. But if he didn't have the tzitz, that's why they wore tefillin shal rosh, not tefillin shal yad. Major machlokas Rishonim, but it's pretty clear from this Gemara, like the Rishonim, that hold that there's an issue of chatzitza both by tefillin shal rosh and by tefillin shal yad. It's very clear. It's not, some Rishonim say, oh, it's only based on the fact that the tefillin shal yad is supposed to be private. L'chalos l'lachem is supposed to be under. But not an issue of chatzitza. Because according to that sheet, you'd be able to have chatzitza, tefillin, chatzitza. That would be good enough if it's just an issue of private. But we paskin that there's an issue of chatzitza by tefillin as well, tefillin shal yad as well. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it from the Rush, and therefore one has to be careful about it. There is, what does chatzitza mean? Chatzitza means the box. That's the tefillin. The straps, there's less of an issue. And that's why I wanted to be clear. The Mishnah Berurah has 2 days where he discusses even at Dafka the Minog, when we put our tefillin, the first wrapping above our elbow, sometimes the first strap goes under the tefillin box.
The Mishnah Berurah quotes some shitas that says one should be careful about that, because maybe the strap itself could be a chatzitza. One has to make sure that the tefillin are above, that the first strap doesn't go under the tefillin box. Again, that's some dafka have a minhag to do it otherwise. Maybe they have a mesorah, but that's not a chatzitza, because it's min bamino, it's not chotzeitz, but this is issues of chatzitza. The other topic might be mitzvahs ma'akva zelzeh. So one of the two, but either way, that'll be the shir, dafi in shir tonight, after Meir. Okay, we'll stop here. A lot going on. We try to do as much as we can here. Okay, we'll continue.